This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Excited to join Scott for another great show today, and let's just jump on into it because it's on everybody's minds right now, Scott. What the heck is going on with the market?
If my crystal ball, I actually went to Walmart and got some new window cleaners. It didn't help my crystal ball. I can tell you that right now. But if you look at really the numbers are like, they're out of control.
Yeah,
with the many decisions that were made many years ago, just a few years ago, all the printing of money, all the excitement of the market, the COVID goes away. We think we're getting better. And then everything, it's almost like a roller coaster. It's you're feeling great. Things are out of the way. And then all of a sudden, bang, COVID comes back. I remember, if you think about COVID, remember the toilet paper? People were like running to this stuff about toilet paper.
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah, it was just all gone. It was like, that was something I didn't think about. Whoa. We were talking about gasoline, and now all of a sudden there's no toilet paper? That's a way bigger problem.
You know, and I looked back, and I was a youngster, 1973. It was marred by a ton of shortages. I don't know if you remember, well, you were not even born, but after the stock market crashed about 45% right around then, there were oil shortage, gas shortage. For those of you listening, you might remember the odd even days. And of course, it was in the 80s as well. Then they had electricity shortage. There was even onion shortages. And of course, the United States was spiraling out of control. And the economy, the stagnation, they call it the shortage psychology. And the shortage of psychology, I was thinking about it, is the right in the midst of the economic turmoil, the toilet paper jumped in there. And of course, it ignited another panic. Well, the question right now is, what are you doing about it? What are people, you listening right now. I don't know if you've seen us on TV. We've been having a lot of different placements to help people understand this is a place to come have a conversation before, of course, you start to throw in the towel and give up. And this is not a time to give up. And I think going back again to 1973, the congressman, that was going on. You had the serious shortage of not only toilet paper, but of course, everything else was happening. And I think it was on Johnny Carson. Now, you don't know if you're around then, Alex, but Johnny Carson, the host of The Tonight Show, really joked in his monologue, you know, we've got a lot of sorts of shortages these days, but have you heard about the latest? And he says, I'm not kidding. I saw it in the newspapers. There's a shortage on toilet paper. A million Americans are swarming to the grocery stores. And he said, hoarding toilet paper, and people, of course, got their friends to buy it, relatives to buy it, and they were freaking out. This was a four-month period, by the way. Now, why do I bring this up right now? It's the psychology of money, the psychology of what we're all going through. Will I have enough to last? Will my money be there for me? Do I change the way I invest? How come my advisor didn't change the portfolio? Is my advisor going to wait until the market goes down 50% like it did from 2000 to 2003 and 60% drop from 2007 to 2009? I'm here to tell you, and Alex, thanks for hosting the show this week. And again, thank you for WBNJ for allowing us to do educational workshops for now almost 13, 14 years. I mean, what I've found is the psychology of your money. What are you investing in? I'd like to make it real easy. Investing for the I, not for the G. Alex, have you ever heard that before? Investing for the I, not for the G, where you're in a rough economy.
Yeah, explain that. I think you've said it to me before, but you have to refresh my memory.
Yeah, and I will, because I want to refresh those of you listening right now. When you're investing for the G, that's growth. frankly, if you invested for the G from 2000 to 2013, you didn't make any money. It was almost a flat 13 years. But if you were dollar cost averaging into the market, well, the win was you're buying more shares at a much lower price. But the older money, well, that didn't go anywhere for 13 years. So investing for the G, growth stocks. We're seeing stocks get hit not only in the United States, but of course, worldwide. Well, what about investing for the I? Now, investing for the I is called income, the income
of course.
Investment tools. So what are they? There's two types of investment income tools. If you're thinking about maybe needing help, I'd love to talk to you off the air. 609-488-4646. Let me give it to you again if you're writing it down. I surely don't want you to start drinking during this early morning hour as you're listening to me, but I do want you to
if you're looking at those markets,
down.
Scott, it might be causing you to get the bottle a little earlier than usual.
The market could make you want to pop a couple drinks.
Yeah.
Adult beverages, we'll call it.
Sure.
But 609-488-4646, investing for the I, income. Income by way of two different types of vehicles. Income by way of interest. Interest like CDs or buying a bond. They pay what's called interest payments. Or B, by way of dividends. Dividends are based on getting a hug and a kiss, even though the value of the stock or the stock accounts are dropping. Well, when I look at a vehicles, which I'm not encouraging anybody to go out and run out and buy, I'm encouraging you to maybe give our studios a call or call your advisor. But if they're not encouraging you to move, well, there's a bigger problem going on. Challenges I find is when you're investing for the I, income, no matter whether the market's up or down, if you're invested by income-producing vehicles that are paying a dividend or an interest payment, like a CD, certificate of deposit. Some of you say out there, but Scott, it's certificate of depreciation. Yeah, it could be, because they don't keep up as much as other insurance companies do. But on the CD world, you know you're getting an interest. You're going to make that money, and you can go to put your head on your pillow and start to snore and relax. Everything's okay. Now, if you're investing in the dividend world, even though the stock prices are going down, and let's say the dividend is paying 6%. Well, Scott, where the heck are you getting 6%? There's a many, many plethora of different companies out there paying nice dividends. Let's go back to toilet paper. Whether you're buying toilet paper or not, I hope you're using it out there. But the bottom line is those companies that make toilet paper pay a dividend. And so when you're buying these companies that are paying a dividend, these are vehicles that are going to pay you a dividend because they're being used. Food, shelter, like a real estate investment, or maybe it could be, let's say, a lovely company out there. And I'm not telling anyone to buy it. This is not a recommendation. But you think about Public Storage. Now, Public Storage is a great company that pays nice dividends. But the reason why I bring up these companies, people need them. So all of a sudden you move into a new house, you bought a house and you got your stuff in storage. Do you go back to storage or do you buy new stuff? And a lot of people buy new stuff and they end up going to the storage and they pay their monthly payment to the storage until they end up getting rid of their stuff or forgetting about it. Now, in a recession that we're going through right now, and things really are starting to mount up, they're getting, I'm not rushing you guys to get more adult beverages, but things are getting a little bit worse. Can we get a dividend? Can we get paid at least for our risk? This could be a great time to maybe look at your portfolio and how do you get at least some kind of return? Those are dividend-paying investments. Let me give you some ideas of dividend-paying investments. Number one, well, they could be short-term bonds. They could be preferred stocks, whether they're cumulative or non-cumulative. If you don't know the difference, you definitely want to give our studios a call. This is a big deal right now. If you're heading into recession, as we've been in before, I've been in the industry now since 1982, licensed in 83. But imagine if I buy a preferred dividend stock that's cumulative. If they stop paying a dividend, I may not get it, but I will get paid later. Now, they pay less than non-cumulative, so I'd rather get paid and know I'm getting a check. And one way, there's another vehicle out there called REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust. Now, there's a lot of them out there. Now is the time to really analyze the companies and how strong are they. REITs, Real Estate Investment Companies. Then you have another one, which many people are totally not aware of. It's called BDCs. Write that down, guys, out there if you're listening and you're looking for income-producing tools. BDC, Business Development Corporations. Now, there are corporations that want to borrow money, but they don't want to have to reduce their stock or maybe have to sell stock off or have to maybe issue bonds. But they go to people like me and you who want to invest money and get a return, and they're going to pay us a nice return. And if it's a BDC, like a first mortgage with collateral, this could be a home run investment, paying the great dividends between 5.5% and 8%. And frankly, they're going up as the market goes down. So invest for the eye to get something, to get at least a hug and a kiss for the risk that you're taking versus the G, the growth stocks. Now, if you're growth minded, listen to me now. There's nothing wrong with being growth minded if you're not going to touch that money for a long time. But those of you who are looking for more income, maybe you'd like to get paid for your risk, this could be a great way to invest for the eye. Let me give you a quick scenario real quick, Alex, as I wrap up this segment, because this is very important. Had you invested in the year 2000 to 2013, just the simple treasury notes were paying around 6.5% dividend. Now, even if it was just keep it the math simple, 6%, 6% on $100,000 is $6,000 a year. Imagine getting $6,000 a year for 10 years. How much is that? That means over the 10 years, the market's up, went way down, came back, you'd receive $60,000. But I remember the market was 13 years of no growth. And here it was, another $18,000 on top of the $60,000, which makes it $78,000 of interest without having to sell anything. So when you're investing for the I, not the G, that's when you get a hug. And I can tell you, you will enjoy it. For those of you that are investing right now, I'd encourage you. This is not a time to stick your head in the sand because your vitals are exposed to the danger. Now let's go ahead and button this up. Maybe you'd like a second opinion. Maybe you'd like to maybe speak to me off the air if you're welcome to. But this is not a time to say, hang in there. Don't worry. It'll come back. This is not the time. If you are, I can just promise you, you might be shocked of what could be laying wait around the corner. This is Scott McLean, 609-488-4646. I want to help you. I want to guide you. Call me off the air. I can tell you I will not beg or bug you. I will not try to sell you. If you've known me for as long as I've been in the business right here in Ocean County, I can tell you now is not the time to run out and buy toilet paper because psychologically, now is the time to make sure that your paper called money is in a secure place. By the way, one more secure place out there, real quick. Can you imagine putting your money into a vehicle, not paying any fees, and guaranteed 4%? How's that sound? There are vehicles out there right now in this period of time. I'm speaking to you live. This is not a time to sit on your laurels. This is a time to say, you know what? I think for those do-it-yourselfers, you might need a little bit of a leg up, as we say in the horse industry, a leg up in helping you what to do and how to do it. Here to help you. This is Scott McLean. I'd love to help you right here in Weartown, New Jersey. Again, please don't sit on your laurels because you know what? Time's a wasting. A deer in the headlights gets smacked. Don't get smacked. 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you. This market is insane and causing you pain. So give us a call at McLean.
There you go.
Very important.
No, it was great, Scott. And more information also online, 609-488-4646.com. Scott helping us stay sane when the markets are a little volatile. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, the financial tricks, all right here.
You actually have to sell shares of stock. The S's. You have to sell shares of stock.
Or by the seashore.
That's right, at the seashore, yeah. You have to sell a lot more shares of stock if the market's going down.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
It truly is not about how much you make. It's how much you can keep that really counts. It's less about the number of dollars you've saved, more about the strategies you use with those savings. Because really, Scott, as you know, money's got to be moving in the same direction for a singular purpose, your retirement. What are some things we can do to get our money moving in the right direction?
Take control of it. Number one, it would be taking control of your money. Where's it going? We talked about budget. We talked about how much you're going to live. For those people going into retirement, looking at your numbers. And then taking control of your money leads to another being consistent. And of course, usually in every family, if you're still married or have a significant other, maybe a partner, who's watching the beans? Who's counting the beans? And are we really paying attention to the dollar? Now, this is basic to all y'all listening to this right now. Very basic. But the problem is it gets out of hand by really not paying attention. I'll never forget Dad and Mama. And of course, my dad did the bills and Mom was always yelling because they wanted to buy things. And Dad said, look, Joan, throws her the checkbook and said, here, Joan, you do it. You handle the checkbook. Boy, what a... I know you guys out there are probably laughing like Alex is, but you know what? Time and consistency. If you've been doing it all the time and maybe your loved one out there is not doing it, they need to be involved because one y'all just might pass away. And if you pass away now that you're actually through the college manual into their hands and they aren't even in kindergarten. In other words, you passed the baton, but they're not ready to run. And I think this is a good time to have a discussion about it, especially for your kids. I think when I wrote a program with Citibank and wrote called a financial program, a literacy course, Alex, I'm not sure if I mentioned that to you, but in designing this program, it's how money works for kindergartens right up to high school. And of course, no one would take it. But again, time and consistency, taking control of your money, knowing what, and maybe adjusting your lifestyle. And that brings me to a funny thing. When we were speaking off the air a second ago, Alex, you mentioned what your clients are doing. We just had a couple of clients that have significant money in the bank and in their investments, and they've invested with us. And it's funny, they both came in at the same time today. One came in and the other client was leaving, and a good friend of ours, all my clients are great friends. And I said, y'all are two peas in a pod. And they looked at me like, what do you mean, Scott? I said, y'all are cheap. You're very cheap. And the, of course, my staff said, Scott, they're frugal. Yeah, just like me. They go to the thrift store. They buy secondhand stuff for the kids, secondhand books, secondhand toys, because they know they're going to blow. I just like laughed. I just was so amazed and enamored of these two ladies that were leaving and their husbands were with them and they're both cracking up. And are you frugal out there? In times like this, you're going to hear this. Mom, can I borrow some money? Dad, we're kind of a little behind. Can you help us out? When you get those calls, you really need to know your budget. You need to have control in your money, and you need to have enough nerve, or I say to some guys, testosterone shots or estrogen shots for you women, to say the cuss word. And the famous cuss word my dad always said to me, not always, by the way, but I should say many times, no. He might not give me the answer why, but of course I would prod him because I wanted to know why. But most of the time he would go in debt. Let me tell you why, son. And in my book, I spoke about it in chapter 11. My first loan I got from my dad, Alex, I don't know if he told you this, but I bought it a bicycle. And I knew my dad had money, and at least I thought he had a lot of money. And he said, I said, Dad, my friends have a Schwinn bicycle. Can I get a Schwinn bicycle? He looked at me and we were at dinner time. He said, sure, son. How much you got? Well, their dad's bought them. I said, well, son, you got a birthday coming up. Maybe I'll help you a little bit. And of course, my mom chimed in and says, no, you pay for it. Well, Dad, only have $50. And the bike I want's 110. Can I borrow it? Now, all I was thinking about is getting that bike, Alex, nothing else. You know what my dad did? Right there, he said, Joan, which is my mom, give me a piece of paper. Grabbed a piece of paper and he started writing on it. And he started writing on this piece of paper. And I looked at him, Dad, what are you doing? Don't worry about it, son. Son, what kind of bike do you want? I want a blue Flandria. You do? Okay. 10 speed? Yeah, Dad. All my friends have Schwinns and I can't afford it. All right, son. He then finished writing. He said, here, I'm going to loan you the money at 10% and you're going to pay me back $10 a week over the next 6 weeks. Oh, by the way, whatever the tax is, we'll add on to this. And then he said to me brilliantly, as he held the paper in the air and showed it to me as what the words were, very simple. And son, this is not, I don't trust you. This is an agreement between you and I, just in case I forget. He instilled to me at a very young age, if they're going to loan me money, I'm going to pay it back. And boy, did he hit home. By the way, if you're going to give your kids money, look at your budget. And I know that's really big right now. I've spoken to many families, and some of you, it wouldn't even hurt you to give them tons of money. And thank God for you. You're blessed. But there's other people out there that are going to give your right arm and your left leg just to help your kids out. And then you're going to suffer in case maybe your loved one dies. You lose your Social Security, your husband's Social Security, your wife's Social Security. I should say your spouse's Social Security. You lose it. And now you lost that big nest egg, that big check. It's not coming in anymore. But then you loaned the money out or you started giving it away freely because everything was fine. This is, again, A, not knowing your budget. B, not taking control, Alex. And I know that's a long-winded answer. But if you need help out there and you're about to retire, let me help you. Let me guide you. Let me show you the things I show our clients before they retire. So when they're in retirement and I know they're going to make a mistake, they know how to get back on track. We all make mistakes. There's nothing wrong with that. But we all have to learn the cuss word no. We also need to know our budget. And so I know this is basic for those of you listening out there. Oh, this is boring. Hey, this is real. This is real. Because what happens behind the scene is if Dad didn't let me borrow money, I guarantee I'd have gone behind the scenes to mom and beggar. I'd have done something to get that bicycle.
That never happens. What are you talking about? That would never happen. 609-488-4646. If you have questions, if you need help, guidance, and saying no every once in a while, number 609-488-4646.
Love to help you people out there. If you have questions or concerns, I can tell you off the air, I'll help you.
And Scott, rightfully so, it's all about saving money while we're working. But in retirement, it's really about creating that income that we no longer are getting from maybe that job. So how do we take those savings, turn them into income for retirement? It seems simple, but it's complex.
It's really not simple. It seems simple when you're young, because when you're young, you just put the money in the bank and over time it grows. Time and consistency. And by just plowing it away. And as compound interest works, heck, if you get a nice compound interest, $100 a month from age zero to 45 years old, you got what? $175,000. A little bit of money, just a little bit of money, but it's time. Then this next thing is income. I'd like you to put your noodles on if you're listening right now. And I like to use a formula that's a very powerful formula that I think you might be able to gravitate to or use. It's TR equals I plus G. TR equals I plus G. And this is a mistake I find all the time. TR equals total return. What's a total return on your investments? And how total return comes in is plus is I, the interest income or the dividend income, plus G, growth. Now, in this stock market that we're in right now, the market seems to be like a Singer's sewing machine. Make a noise, a Singer's sewing machine going zzzz. Yeah, that's right. Up and down. And when the market goes up and down, how can you make money? You see, when the market was screaming from the year 2001 to 2002, you could pull out money by way of growth, which means if you, let's say, had $100,000 in the bank, and here by the end of 2021, the 100,000 becomes 120,000, a 20% rate of return. And so you pull out the 10,000 bucks, or let's say 10%, piece of cake. But in an economy that is now waning and up and down, you need to focus on the I, not the G, so you can retire comfortably. Focus on the I, not the G, to retire comfortably. What's the I? Well, the I isn't growth stocks. It's income stocks. It's the steady income you're going to get from dividend or interest-producing vehicles. For example, for those people that are out there at the banks right now, there are vehicles out there that right now have the ability to have some guaranteed fixed rate of return, much more than the 2%. That's what's going on right now here in the year 2022. Why? Because that's how they're designed, but the banks aren't paying anything, so you're not getting ahead. That would be why in earning money by way of interest. Imagine if you're getting 2% in the bank and you got $100,000, you're getting $2,000. But if you have $100,000 in other vehicles that are going to pay 4%, which they're out there today, well, that's a 100% increase. In other words, $4,000. Let me break it down even easier. If you had $4,000, you got $100,000, you're getting $4,000 a year of interest, not growth. That's an extra $300 a month to pay for that gas, because the gas in your car is costing you $300 a month. So investing for income. Other vehicles, Alex, out there are called investments that are paying dividends, such as short-term bonds. I'm not telling you to buy them, guys. Short-term bonds. Ladies, preferred stocks. And other vehicles like them that has a contract to pay a specific amount of interest, or they would call in this world the dividend. And some pay twice a year. Some of the vehicles pay four times a year, and some of them by contract could pay monthly. And by way of contract, that's how you could invest to get that nice dividend income. So you really need to pay attention to the I, not the G, in a market that's dropping. Alex, I don't know if you understand this, but, and I'm sure you do, because if you have a growth account that made 20%, when the market starts to drop, you could have what's it down now? Almost 22%. You lost all that gains. And just to break even, you've got to make a lot of money. Invest for the I, not for the G, if you need income. And buying those income tools is a specific game plan. It's a specific way to invest for the interest income or the dividend. It's not just throw darts like many advisors today are doing. It's really focused and really extreme focus on what tools can I get to pay. And as interest rates go up, the dividend stocks can be going down, but the yield could be going up. What a great time. So if you're looking for more income, 609-488-4646. Let me help you understand investing for income, because when you're pulling money out by way of growth on a monthly basis, you actually have to sell shares of stock, the S's. You have to sell shares of stock.
Or by the seashore.
It's right, at the seashore, yeah. You have to sell a lot more shares of stock if the market's going down, which could cannibalize your assets, and it could be like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Your money has gone away, and you didn't know where it went by pulling money by way of reverse dollar cost averaging.
I love it, Scott. And if people have questions, if they want to seek out some advice, can reach Scott 609-488-4646. You know, retirement is not a sprint. It is more like a marathon. How do you plan for something, though, when you can't even see the finish line? More financial insanity on the way.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, and financial tricks, all right here.
It's the kind of devil we need around here.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
Retirement definitely is not a sprint. It's maybe more like a marathon, because you have to pace yourself so you don't wear yourself out before you get to the finish line. But the challenge with the marathon of retirement is you don't really know where the finish line is. We're living longer than any generation before us. There's no telling how long that we might live. Scott, are your clients concerned about running out of money before they run out of life? And how can you help ensure that their money continues to work for them through retirement?
How do you insure them? Well, I don't know how to really insure them. I call it more educate them, Alex, because in educating people that really don't know how money works that well, and I assume everybody coming in here doesn't know it. I didn't say they're dumb. I didn't say they're uneducated. Frankly, I've got doctors coming in here, engineers coming in here, and I want to break it down real simple. But if you want to ensure that you have got income for the rest of your life, there are tools out there that can really do it. A very, very good job. Frankly, in I think it was 2016 or 17, there was a vehicle out by a company called SBLI. Interest rates were very, very low, but they had a vehicle that paid a guaranteed 4%. Now, it wasn't heard of. This company's been around since like 1907. Very highly rated company, good company, insurance vehicle. And I don't like annuities that much. I frankly, there's four types out there I totally really don't like, two of them very rapidly, which I think people should run from. But this vehicle was called a fixed annuity and was fixed because they're fixed by 4%, like a CD. So imagine they put in $200,000 and they're going to get 4% or $8,000 a year. Now they could either leave that money in there or they could take out $667 a month for the period of time that vehicle was. It was a guaranteed fixed vehicle. Now, by the way, the vehicles are coming back now. Now that is one way to, by way of contract, get a guaranteed from the insurance company, who is the one guaranteeing it and backing it, not Scott McLean. But they're guaranteeing it based on the company they have and the rules. Now, the beauty is, if they were to pass away, unlike other types of annuities, their family gets the principal, if they're only pulling out the interest, if they passed away. So that's one way, Alex, to have some kind of guarantees. If you invested by way of people are investing by way of bonds, and they were buying bonds because in the old days, that was the catch all. I buy a bond, the bond pays a 5% dividend, and I know I'm getting 5% based on the company. Of course, I have to say this with my securities hat on, if the company doesn't go bankrupt. But bonds pay way of interest. They usually pay twice a year. But if the company goes bankrupt, like our company called General Motors, when that happened, of course, you didn't get that bond. For every $100, you got 18 cents or 22 cents. So, but that's a way to get money. But is it guaranteed? Well, hopefully the company will be around. So there are other vehicles out there that can give you a steady income. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I told you the story. There's a guy named George from Staten Island. Woo! Did he have an accent? I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I've kind of got rid of my accent, and but he had a real strong accent. Came to one of our workshops as I was educating them. We spoke about one vehicle, and he came in from our workshop. He said, "Hey, kid," and he threw a piece of paper on my desk, actually a contract. "I got this. My cousin sold to me." "Yeah, what is it?" I looked at it. He goes, looks at me, he sticks his chest out, and he's got this real boisterous attitude from from Staten Island, and loved him to death, him and his wife, beautiful. And I said, "George, this contract," he goes, "yep, my cousin sold it to me. He would never hurt me. He would never take advantage of me. He sold it to me, and I'm getting a guaranteed 6% on that contract every year. Take a look, kid." I looked at the contract, and I noticed, I said, "Wow, George, would you mind if I did something?" And he said, "Sure, what do you want to do? Let's call the company and ask them, frankly, what this means." Guys, I've been doing this thing now going over 41 years, but I didn't want to tell him what I read. I know how to read a contract pretty quickly. I've done pretty good in this field, but I didn't want him to think I was trying to sway him to work with me.
Sure.
So we called the insurance company, and this was 2009. And George bought this contract in 2006. Oh. So he's had the contract for 3 years. He sticks his chest out, says, "Yeah, ask any question you want." So I called him up and I asked several questions. Question number one, what's the current contract value at, and what's the highest value? It's $354,000 is the income benefit. The guy smiles. Certainly, and I asked the insurance lady on the phone from the company. Now, the reason, Alex, I didn't call his agent, I wanted to get it from the horse's mouth. I wanted to hear it directly from the company, not the agent, which I get a unskewed position. And I didn't want to insult anybody. That was not my demeanor. So I asked the question. So we have $354,000. If he had to pull money out, how much does his wife, if he were to take money out, or they needed money at their money in there? Well, the current cash value in that contract right now is $187,000. He had a fit. His face gets real red, and then he says some words, four-letter words I don't say on the radio. He says, "What the are you talking about? You're full of." So I said, whoa. I asked the representative for the company. They said, "What is that $187,000?" He said, "Sir, that's the cash value." "Oh, so that's the cash value of the product?" "Yes." I said, "Well, I'm confused." Now, I knew it, but I wanted him to hear it from the company. Yep. I said, "Could you explain what the $354,000 benefit was?" And he's sitting there with a big smile. As the guy's looking at my shoulder, and the operator got on the phone, "Sir, that $354,000 is what's called income for life. So the income for life, can you explain how that works?" And they said, "Yes. If he chose to take out 5% a year of the $354,000, how much would that be?" And they said, "Well, $17,700. So he can pull out, frankly, $1,475 a month for his entire life. But the cash value is only 187? "Yes." Oh, all right. He was confused. There's two big numbers there. One reason why people are confused about annuities is because they can be very hard to decipher, which is why when people give us a call or when they come in, they actually show them to me, because the IRS has what's called the 1035 rule that could really help them out. But I won't go there yet. So I then asked the woman, I said, well, let me ask you something. If he was pulling money out, what happens if he dies? What does his wife get? She would get the $187,000. He didn't have a death benefit on top of that, but he had $187,000 of cash value. And hopefully if that grows, it could be less. But whatever is coming out of that product, $1,475, that comes off of the $187,000. There was a silence. Wait a minute. Isn't there a death benefit? Yes, there's a death benefit, but if he's pulling money out and he used the annuitization and he's just simply pulling out the 5%, he could be getting, his spouse could be getting less money based on what option he chose in the contract. So I then said, well, let me ask you a question. Is there fees in this product? And there were. Alex, I don't know if anybody's out there that has a vehicle called a variable annuity. And by the way, I'm licensed. We can offer these products. I don't like them. I can service them. But at the fee, there was 5 individual fees. And it's not noted on most all of the variable annuity products. What he didn't know that he had was he was paying 4% in fees. Now, if you're doing the math, what's 4% of $300,000 out there? $12,000 in fees. Imagine paying $12,000 in fees for the past 3 years. $36,000 that comes out of the cash value. And by the way, the stock market was dropping from 2007 to 2009, and it was almost a 60% drop. Now, he was in the stock market. That's why it dropped so radically. And they could have changed it to safer vehicles, but this is a vehicle that's misunderstood. So if you're looking for some guarantees, income, as you mentioned to me, Alex, income that I can bank on, I can live on, this is why you go to someone who specializes on sound income strategies that could last the rest of your life. And knowing how to position people in those areas could be very important. By the way, there's other products out there that can get a guaranteed income for life, but this is one tool that's really, really misunderstood. I wanted to get that out there, Alex.
And it's a great example. And if you're out there and maybe you're a little overconfident about your plan, or maybe you're a little too trusting of your cousin who set you up, George, you can call Scott and get more information. He can be reached at the studio, 609-488-4646. The number is 609-488-4646. And it's a great thing, Scott, that we're living longer, but you know, this does create some specific challenges, and things are different than they were for previous generations. And what are some things we might need to plan for?
Longevity, as you well said. Are we running our money? Are we spending too much money? Again, from the beginning of this segment, this show, is again, knowing our budget. Number two, how are we taking income we spoke about? Are we taking it by way of income, by way of the I, or are we taking it by way of the G? Are we invested too risky? If the market has another 20% drop, or like it did in 2007 to 2009, is 60%. How will many people listening right now fare out? Have they shifted? Are they paying attention to what's happening right now? And maybe they should hang in there, don't worry. Well, that's good. Maybe for some money. For other money, maybe they need to pay attention how to make the money last longer. Pay attention to taxes. The power of deferred savings, compound interest, and reduction of taxes. could help your money last a lot longer, because we are living a lot longer. So I guess in scenario of our health, some of us need to get off the couch and start running. So if you're on the couch, you might want to get that potato butt off that couch and maybe get your booty out in the sun and start running. Or maybe run with an umbrella if it's raining, but get out of the house, or maybe start swimming or pick up a sport or hobby, or just go for a nice walk by yourself or with your lovely mate, or with your dog, or just get out. But again, exercise is so important. Why do you think people in Florida are so excited all the time, half the time? They're outside enjoying the sun. They get that vitamin D in your system. You feel better. We're living a lot longer. The worst thing is living a lot longer and we're miserable. We're unhealthy. And by the way, I do have some health issues. And I have to work on those health issues. When I got rheumatoid arthritis, I got to fight it every day. But I'm not going to be that couch potato. I've got to keep in shape. And it's so easy to enjoy those three bowls of ice cream when you probably don't even need one. So again, watch how you eat.
That's
great. I'm not sure that helped anybody out there, but I can tell you, pay attention to those details, because we are living a lot longer. And hopefully those listening are being active. They're getting out there. They're meeting new people and stimulating your life with new people, vibrant, being excited and jacked up and the person you want to be.
Yeah, you want to be able to enjoy that extra time if you're going to have it.
For answers to your questions, you can contact us 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646.com. Scott helping us stay sane when the markets are a little volatile. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Financial wisdom grown locally here on the Jersey Shore.
You think I'm an idiot?
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
Scott gets questions each and every week about all things retirement. So now, here, Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. We got the mailbag segment, and this is always a lot of fun and important, too, to answer the questions of some folks out there, some common retirement questions. And so we've narrowed down some good ones, Scott. Let's start off here, and this is a good one, I believe, because I don't think there's a whole lot of guidance out there in this regard. How much life insurance should I have? Life insurance. How much is enough?
You know, that's a loaded question. You see, in the early years, you need a lot of life insurance, but the later years, you don't. Now, obviously, that's called the theory of decreasing responsibility, because in the early years, you don't have a lot of money. And so you're saving, you get young kids, you got high debt, you got a mortgage, you got a car loan. And so in those years, you probably need a lot of life insurance. But as you don't have a lot of life insurance, maybe you just save money. This is where the buy term and investment theory came many, many years ago from Art Williams. Brilliant thought, although there's a problem within that, but let me stay with me. But also in the early years, you don't have a lot of money, so you're saving. Now here you are, you're old, like we are, those listening right now. Maybe you got some young people too. I had a couple of young callers come in and they said, Scott, I listen to your radio show. I said, you do? All right. Well, thank you. So your kids are grown. There's no more debt, or maybe you don't have your mortgages paid off. You don't have that much spending. You're not blowing and going as much as you were. And so life has changed. So the theory of decreasing responsibility. So I like to use a theory, and I've kept that with me, called the dime, D-I-M-E. How much debt do you have? You have a total debt of, let's just say, $25,000 in debt. And then we have income, okay? So if I had income, D-I, if I needed to replace $25,000 of income, simply take $25,000 I need to replace and divide that by 0.04, let's say a 4%. Well, $25,000 at 4%, you divide that number, that means I need a pot of at least $625,000 if I want to replace that income. So that's $25,000 there. And so we divide that by, again, 0.04, which is 6.5. Now we have M, mortgage. Do we want the mortgage paid off? Does my lovely spouse want to pay off? Let's say that my mortgage is $100,000, and that brings us to $750,000, and that's M. How much in mortgage? Now, if you have two or three mortgages, depends, the renters are paying it. Maybe you don't have renters and you're not paying it, but do you want to pay it off or not? E, for those people who are going to pay educational expenses. Maybe you're taking care of your grandkids. Something happened to your son or your daughter, and maybe you're taking care of the grandkids, but you want to make sure their education expenses are covered. D-I-M-E. And let's say I'd like to have an extra $50,000 just to get the kids through the first year or 2 year of school. Real simple. 25 plus 625 plus 100 plus 50. Really, really, really simple. And so when you think about it, how much life insurance? Now that we're older, maybe you don't need that much. This is where the mistake comes with pension planning. What do I mean by that? Imagine your pension, as this police officer was in today, and his income was $8,000 a month. And he said, well, you know what? I don't want to give my wife $6,500. I want to live on $6,500 because if I die, she gets $6,500. So I'll go ahead and buy a $600,000 life insurance. Pay attention. I see this mistake all the time. If you use my simple rule, take $8,000 a month and you multiply it by 12. And that's real simple to do. If you've got a calculator in your brain, that's $96,000 you have to replace. Well, you can do it one of two ways. Maybe you have 30 years left in your life. So at $96,000 times 30 years, you need $2.88 million. But what if you want to pass money on to the kids and you want to give your wife or your spouse? Well, the $96,000 divided by 0.04, you need $2.4 million in that pot. This is the amount of insurance that person should have purchased before they thought about taking the $6,500. And then if he dies, his wife or spouse gets $6,500. This is the rule of decreasing theory of responsibility. Well, now it's becoming the responsibility theory on how much life insurance I need. Now, I just threw a lot of numbers at you guys. So let me make it simple. Very simple. 609-488-4646. Please don't put this aside. You may not need any insurance. Some of you might be financially independent. You got plenty of cash. But what if you burn all the cash up because you're in the long-term care we spoke earlier about, and you used all that money? Could you leave anything to the kids? Number two, maybe you want the house paid off for your spouse just in case the lights go out and there's a terrible accident. Maybe you just want to pay the mortgage off. So there's other types of policies if you qualify. But again, I just want to, you know, I go into depth things. I get so excited. I've been in the business now going to my 41st year, and I love helping people and educating them what to do. If you'd like that help, if you'd like to say, Scott, I want a guidance. I need help. I'd love to talk to you off the air. 609-488-4646. That's why people come in and visit with us, is because we educate them, showing them smart, sound decisions to make their money work for them. 609-488-4646. Why do you think I called our show Financial Insanity? Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. Thanks for joining us today. I hope this was helpful. Look forward to hearing from you guys, and stay tuned to our new workshops. Go to our website, 609-488-4646.com.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.